I must admit that I have been quite a stranger.
Remember how we flirted years ago?
Yes, if we flirted now, we'd only flirt with danger.
So let's go where we can have a quiet talk.
Oh, excuse me, I must be on the run.
Now, for old time's sake, let us take a walk.
No, I said it can't be done.
Why?
I'd like to take you walking, but I'm afraid.
You're afraid?
Yes, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, then, what's the use of talking if you're afraid?
Who's afraid?
Well, you're afraid.
Well, you see, I'm married now, and my walking days are done.
I bet your wife's right, and we have a ton.
Gee, I'd like to have a little fun, but I'm afraid.
You're afraid.
Pretty maid. No, I can't forget my wife is strong and lively.
Now, what would happen if she heard about the plan?
She'd just decorate my room with poison ivy.
I wish you'd take me out to dine.
I would, but you know it wouldn't be a joke.
I suppose if you thought of that wife of thine,
then I know that I would choke. Still, I'd like to take you walking, but I'm afraid.
You're afraid?
Yes, I'm afraid.
Well, then, what's the use of talking if you're afraid?
Who's afraid?
Why, you're afraid.
Well, you see, my wife's right hand wears a bunch of those pointed rings.
And anything she hits, oh, I bet it stings.
I'd like to do a lot of things.
But you're afraid.
I'm afraid, pretty maid. I'd like to take you walking, but I'm afraid.
You're afraid.
Yes, I'm afraid.
Well, then, what's the use of talking if you're afraid?
Who's afraid?
Well, you're afraid.
Well, my wife believes that a woman shouldn't talk.
Only a poker or a fork, isn't it?
Gee, I'd like to take you for a walk.
But you're afraid.
I'm afraid, pretty maid.